For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, what's going on? This is Kongson with Believe in SDSU Basketball here on the Believe Podcast Network. This is the only place you can have, or you can find, this is the only place with a show for every team in San Diego and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? This episode is going to be rather quick. We're just going to quickly preview what's up ahead. There's only one game for each team, so this is going to be a rather shorter podcast. But nevertheless, here we go. We're recording this Super Bowl Sunday. I want to do this before my emotions are taken for a roller coaster during the Super Bowl, and God knows what's going to happen after the Super Bowl. So this is just sort of, I guess I'm preemptively just trying to do this before things get out of hand. I can only imagine what those guys over on the Niners Podcast Network feel, or Niners Podcast. They're on the network. Anyway, I'm just all over the place. I feel my brain slowly just shutting down and getting ready for the Super Bowl. So let's just get into this. As stated before, there's only one game, which is Saturday against Air Force. And so looking forward for the women, Air Force is 2-8 in conference play. So this on paper should be a win. The leading scorer for Air Force is Kaylin Immel at 15.3 points per game. So we're coming off a 2-win week. We're moving up in the rankings. Sofia Ramos is on fire. Taylor Kammer is a steady scoring force. The team is finding ways to win. The team is continuing to knock down free throws. So the theme of the game for the women is continuing momentum. One thing we definitely have to work on is limiting turnovers, increasing assists, and just continue to make the free throws, getting boards. Sometimes, some games, we have trouble limiting the opposing team's offensive rebounds. So I feel like that facet of the game, sort of in between the score. So limiting threes, passing the ball a little bit more, getting more assists, limiting turnovers, boxing out. You know, the standard basketball stuff that you say about pretty much every game. But I think those things are going to be highlighted against Air Force. And because this should be a win. This should be a win, and the women should go into it with that type of confidence. And for the men, same thing. They're traveling to Air Force. In the men's side, the Air Force is 3-7 in conference play. So both men's and women's are kind of a similar record. The men are facing Air Force for the first time. And to our point, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but basically, Air Force has the third worst conference defense, I guess you could say, or third worst defense in the conference. They're allowing 73.3 points per game. But the two people we have to watch out for, leading scorer Lavelle Scotty, 15.1 points per game, and during the season, we did see another gentleman by the name of Ryan Swan erupt for 31 points. So if somebody has that type of ceiling, you just have to make sure that we play some great defense and not let him go for another career high or season high. Lavelle and Ryan are both 6'7", 6'8", guys, respectively. So their leading scorers have a little bit of size. We have to rely on Yanni Wetzel, Matt Mitchell. I guess sometimes you might get switched on Jordan Shackle and Malachi. So it'll be a team effort for sure to try and get these two locked in. I would definitely expect, if you're listening to this Monday before you look at the AP Top 25, I expect to stay at number four. The top three teams won last week. But looking ahead, there's some interesting matchups with the top three teams. So Baylor, who's currently number one, plays at Kansas State on Monday. And on the same day, Kansas hosts Texas. So Monday might be a point of interest for us. You just never know what happens in conference play. And I think you've seen that all college basketball season. Excuse me. Especially those big name schools like Texas, regardless of sort of where they may stand record-wise in the conference, it's always going to be a near or definitely sold-out crowd as a number three team comes in. They're trying to play the upset. We've seen however many top 25, let alone top five teams, just get upset. So there's that. Gonzaga plays a little later, hosting LMU on Thursday the 6th. Followed that up, Kansas and Baylor are going to play again on Saturday. Kansas travels to TCU, and Baylor will play at Oklahoma State. So Baylor with two road games this week, Kansas hosting Texas, then traveling to TCU. Gonzaga then plays again on Saturday also. So a Thursday and Saturday game where they host LMU, then travel to St. Mary's. And if any Aztec fans remember, as St. Mary's always played the Aztecs real tough, you just never know. I mean, I would say the 2.2 games to watch, two games of interest, is probably the Texas-Kansas and Gonzaga at St. Mary's game, just based on the quick turnaround. And you never know. You know, should we expect the Aztecs to take care of business if Gonzaga or Kansas or Baylor, any of them lose? There's a strong case to be made to move up to three. A lot of our metrics, whether it's road wins, RPI or KenPom, or we talked about it in the first episode. What was that one? That was the net rating, I think, right? Net rating, was it? No, it was episode two. Yeah, net rating. All our events metrics are in the top 10. And in a lot of cases, top three. So another road win for the men, continuing on with any losses by the top three teams, we can move up to a third spot. I mean, there was an article by ESPN during their bracketology. I can't remember if it was Joe Lunardi, but they mentioned the Aztecs are sort of being considered as the higher one seed. So out of the four teams that get the one seed, they maybe preferential treatment in terms of location. So if the Aztecs are sort of being looked at that light, one slip up by a top three team and you can expect them to move up to sort of support what the committee is seeing. So just a real quick episode. I expect another victorious week. It should be fun. There's six games left, guys. Then the conference tournament. If the men can really lock in and get the job done for the rest of the season before the conference tournament, it almost doesn't matter what happens. I mean, ideally you want them to win everything, but there's a sense of comfort, I would say, with running the table in conference play. For the women, continue to build on this momentum, building great habits as we finish these last six games heading into the tournament. Stay in the top nine. We're six right now and try to move up into the top five. Try to get a favorable seed and anything goes. We've shown, as the ladies Aztecs have shown, the potential to defend, score, play all different types of games, rebound when we have to, score when we have to, knock down free throws, which is going to be so huge when the tempo and the pace of play slows down, especially in conference play where every possession matters. And you just never know. You just never know. So the theme of this episode, looking forward, is a theme of hope, a theme of optimism. And I hope to continue that as we watch on Saturday, and I look forward to recording the next episode. Again, if you like the show, please rate and subscribe us on iTunes. We're available wherever podcasts can be found. You can find us on Believe.com and at Believe Podcasts. You can also reach out to us at Believe.com if you're interested in advertising with us. As a friendly reminder, I'm your host, Kong San. I'm at NASGNAK on Instagram. Feel free to give me a shout if you want to talk hoops in general or just Aztec hoops or whatever. That's just a big basketball fiend. So thank you for listening. Hopefully we'll continue this winning streak for both sides. And until next time, go Aztecs.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.